It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you tell your doctor the truth about your smoking, your alcohol consumption, maybe drugs that you do or have done in the past, sexual partners, vitamins, supplements? I mean, the list goes on. The things that we do or do not tell our doctors can affect our medical records and possibly even some tests that they might administer. My guest is Dr. Lena Wen. She's an emergency physician and director of patient-centered care research at George Washington University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wen. So common lies, I would imagine the first most popular is going to be like smoking, drinking, drugs, any of those things.
That's right, Melanie. So there are common lies and obvious lies that patients tell, for example, lifestyle issues, including smoking, drinking, drugs, but also things like not taking medications, things that are prescribed if they have side effects. Patients may not want to tell their doctors for fear of what their doctor might say, but it's so critical to tell your doctor because we do know that 80% of diagnoses can be made just based on your history. So if your doctor doesn't know what your history is, you can't get the right diagnosis.
Now, so if we're talking about, and let's just start with family history, why would anyone lie about that?
Family history, perhaps there's less inclination to lie so much as there is an inclination to not tell the entire truth.
To omit things,
Exactly. A lot of patients might dismiss it and say, well, that's not relevant. But why not tell the doctor and let your doctor decide what is relevant and what isn't?
Okay, eating habits. I would think that, and I am in nutrition and an exercise physiologist, and when people tell me their eating habits, I know what they're leaving back. And as a doctor, I'm sure that you know too. But people leave that back, I would think, Dr. Wen, for fear of reprisals or judgment or any of those kinds of things with the lifestyle.
That's a great way of putting it, that it is fear of what the doctor might think of them, right? Some fear of judgment. And so we do find patients who say they've quit smoking or they say they exercise regularly when they actually don't.
But doesn't blood work show the truth? I mean, certainly, you know, cholesterol can be indicative of poor habits or not, really. But now you've got CRP and you've got blood pressure, resting heart rate, all these things that can say to you, well, really, do you exercise, really?
But we still know that no blood test, no CT scan, no MRI or anything can replace the history. So studies time and time again from the 50s, 60s, 70s, all the way till now show that 80% of the diagnoses can be made based on your history, which means that the combination of all the blood tests out there won't give you the answer. Also, every patient is different. So just because your cholesterol is still high doesn't mean that you followed a bad diet or you didn't take your medications. It could just mean that you're different and you're harder to control. And so the doctor may be inclined to give you more medications when actually you didn't even take the first medication. Another reason to tell the doctor the truth.
Well, sure, because, you know, maybe your cholesterol is high because of lifestyle and not because of genetics or just because. And if the doctor doesn't know that, they're not going to try first to put you on a healthy lifestyle diet and see if that works before shoving you onto a statin that might come with side effects.
Absolutely. And a lot of times patients don't want to tell their doctors if the medication is too expensive. And so they'll just not take the medication, and that doctor may not know. But there are often cheaper generic alternatives, and so discussing the cost with your doctor is also something that's quite important too.
And where blood pressure is concerned, adherence to that medication tends to be an issue as well, and I'm not sure why.
Some people don't like to take medications. Sometimes that medication is too expensive. One thing that I do want to bring up in the discussion of transparency and openness too is that it needs to be two-sided, that it's not just doctors who need to know everything about their patient. I actually think it's the other way around as well, that if you want to have a trusting relationship with your doctor, that you also need to know about your doctor. And that doctor, for example, needs to disclose if they have any conflicts of interest with drug companies, if they have other things that may influence your care, because to have openness and transparency, you need the trust to go both ways.
So now alcohol would be another big one that people probably don't disclose exactly the amount. And we know we're sort of a wine nation, and women especially, you know, look forward to that nighttime when they can kind of relax. But now we're seeing this link to heart disease, or, you know, to breast cancer and all of these things. If we are honest with you, Dr. Wen, about those sort of things, can we expect the little talk like the dentist gives you for not flossing? Or is it something that, you know, kind of, we just say, okay, well, maybe we can try this for relaxation or something else. Do you know what I'm asking?
That's right. That's right. So there are some doctors who will give a lecture, and perhaps that may be the right approach. Perhaps that may be the wrong approach. But more importantly, though, telling the whole story will lead to a more accurate diagnosis. So as an example, I'm an ER doctor, and I see patients in the ER for a variety of problems. One of the most commonly misdiagnosed issues is alcohol withdrawal. So somebody comes in and they normally drink four drinks every night, but now they didn't have their drink for the last two nights, and now they're agitated and jittery. Maybe they even have chest pain or abdominal pain. We may end up misdiagnosing them, and they may end up getting many unnecessary tests. But if they just told us the truth about their alcohol intake, that would have allowed us to make the right diagnosis. So that's very important. And the treatment, as you alluded to, is also very important as well.
Now, what about things like depression? You know, women, we shove our men into the doctor. We're the ones who get our family into their doctor's appointments, although we don't always take care of ourselves. And I like to say, put your own mask on before you put the mask of your loved ones on. So we have to take care of ourselves first. But when it comes to depression, that's sort of that hidden veil. Ooh, I'm not sure I want to say anything about that. I don't know if I want to go on medication for that. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. There's still so much stigma that our society places on mental illness, such that doctors don't ask enough questions and patients don't want to tell. And so part of that is the lifestyle factor, right, that you need to mention if there are any stressors in your life, if there are other things going on, and be truthful when it comes to answering your doctor's questions about how safe you feel at home and what stressors exist for you, because that may have a huge impact on your care.
And now one of the last ones I would like to get to is sexual partners. You know, I don't know if we're ever even honest with ourselves, much less our doctors, you know, about what we did or do in college and what, you know, guys that you date. And I mean, so what are you supposed to do there? You tell your doctor they're going to look at you like you're a big easy, or what?
That's another reason why I think transparency from doctors is important too. I'm starting a project called Who's My Doctor, where doctors voluntarily disclose themselves what are their areas of expertise. And so perhaps if the doctor states up front that they treat STDs and they treat many young women or many young men with STDs and counsel them on sexual health, then you as a patient would feel more comfortable disclosing to that doctor and asking these questions about sexual health. And so part of it, I think, is finding the right doctor who is comfortable with you and comfortable asking questions of you, but then you also have to be willing to be open in response to that and answer questions in a truthful manner.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you, Dr. Wen. And ladies listening, you know, there is no reason to keep that stuff from your doctor. And as she said, if you, you know, I tell my doctor everything, whether or not she wants to hear it. And the fact is that if you tell your doctor all of these things, sexual partners, smoking, alcohol use, all of these things, they get a better picture. And if you get to know your doctor a little, then you know that they can help counsel you in these things. If you feel that your doctor is judging you too much and not supporting you enough, then look for another doctor, because there are wonderful doctors like Dr. Lena Wen who are going to listen to you. And that's what's so important. You must advocate for your own health. And to do that, you have to be very, very honest and clear in your picture of health when you paint that for the doctor, so they know what they're looking at right from the get-go. You are listening to Radio MD. Remember, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.